The big question in business, what does America's new face in China say about the administration's new vision for business?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. One of the highest-ranking Chinese Americans in the administration is headed to Beijing. As early as today, President Obama is expected to nominate Secretary Gary Locke as the new U.S. ambassador to China. We all know that, of course, China is the world's fastest growing economy, so Locke's experience at the Commerce Department won't hurt. Well, neither will his experience selling American goods to China when he was governor of Washington State. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live this morning with the latest on the story. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
Sounds like Locke has his work cut out for him.
That's right. And Locke made a name for himself making trade deals with China back when he was governor of Washington, because Washington's got a lot of businesses dependent on export, from airplane manufacturers to apple farmers. So now in his new role as ambassador, Locke is representing a different Washington, of course, but his message boils down to the same thing, which is basically, China, buy our stuff. You know, I spoke to Patrick Chovanec. He's professor of U.S.-China business relations at Tsinghua University in Beijing.
The U.S. is interested in China becoming more of a consuming nation, not just a producing nation. And the message that the U.S. has had for China is that that will be good for China.
So that leads to our big question then, Gregory, which is, what does this mean for our economic relationship with China and for U.S. business in general?
Well, Gary Locke has said that resolving some of these China trade issues is the key to getting out of the economic downturn. And if such a fast-growing country like China starts consuming more American goods, I mean, that would shift the center of gravity in almost every industry. Mm-hmm. But there's also this, that the president has pledged to give national business leaders more access to his inner circle. And with Gary Locke off to China, there's a new vacancy in the president's cabinet.
It certainly is. All right, Marketplace's Gregory Warner reporting for us. Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you, Steve.
Interest rates in the U.S. and in Europe are still sitting pretty low, at or just above zero. But rising inflation is putting pressure on European central banks to raise their rates, and the U.S. may not be far behind. Higher rates, of course, come at the expense of homeowners, Christopher Worth reports.
It's an early morning start for Georgina Hockley and her partner Stuart, who are busy fixing up their small two-bedroom bungalow about an hour outside London.
This is the master bedroom, completely plastered from scratch.
Georgina gives me the tour while the couple's dog, Poppy, begs for attention. Georgina and Stuart bought this house a year and a half ago on an adjustable rate mortgage. With interest rates so low, the payments have been affordable. But the Bank of England is expected to begin raising rates this year, and that means the couple's payments won't stay at the current bargain basement level.
We realize that it's at the lowest of the low. So, I mean, if it did go up by a couple of £100 or something, we'd just live with it and kind of take that risk, I suppose.
Plenty of others are taking that risk, too. More than 3 million adjustable-rate mortgages were signed in the UK in the past 5 years. Jane King of Ashridge Private Finance says some of those people have cause for concern.
There will be people who borrowed, say, 5 or 6 years ago who are going to struggle when rates do go up.
In fact, low interest rates may be the only thing keeping some people in their homes both here and in other European countries. Marie Duran is an economist at the forecasting consultancy Oxford Economics. She says adjustable rate mortgages are very common not only in the UK, but also in Spain and Ireland.
The problem is that the countries where you have these variable rates are the countries where the housing market is already most vulnerable.
That's certainly true in Ireland. Brian Lucy of Trinity College Dublin fears a rise in interest rates could force up mortgage payments and push homeowners into foreclosure.
You're looking at tens of thousands of people being forced into either having an unrepayable mortgage or losing their homes.
And he says that could spark another banking crisis, as banks, already beleaguered with bad debts, would be left holding even more empty homes on their books. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks right now are pretty much mixed. We've got lower stocks in Europe, but Asian shares were higher today. The price of oil is down a little after topping out at $107 a barrel earlier. Now they're at the low, low price of $105. Wall Street yesterday, the NASDAQ tumbled 1.5%. The Dow was off about 0.2%, 79 points to close at 12,090.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. By MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
Charlotte Bronte's celebrated novel Jane Eyre has been adapted for the screen more than 24 times. There's another version that opens in theaters this week. So why is the classic in literature being made over and over again? Here's Marketplace's David Gura.
Jane Eyre has been played by Virginia Bruce and Joan Fontaine, Anna Paquin, and Charlotte Gainsbourg. In 2006, Rebecca Eaton co-produced an adaptation for Masterpiece Theatre.
You just know it will. There are some titles that always, always will pull in viewers.
The novel gives screenwriters and directors a lot of room to be creative, she says. So every version is different.
You can either do it extremely compactly, just in the house with the servants and the crazy wife in the attic, or you can add lots of other dimensions to it.
Similarly, you can do it on a low budget or a high one. Either way, Eaton says, it's the story that sells.
I think Jane Eyre is every romantic, strong woman's dream come true.
Jane gets recognized for her intelligence and inner strength. She doesn't have to compromise. And in the end, she gets the guy. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, sharing space with a roommate isn't easy, especially figuring out who pays how much. Well, battle no more. Harvard grad student and self-professed math geek Jonathan Bittner has come up with splittherent.org. It's an online calculator that, to the cent, figures out the fairest amount for all parties of the pad. Does your roommate have more closet space? She pays more. Is your window bigger? That's on your dime. You know what the website doesn't take into account? The one who pays for eating my peanut butter conundrum. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If a celebrity's following you on Twitter, don't get too excited.
Do those people really think that Lady Gaga and President Obama are reading their tweets?
I'm Kai Riznaw, the Freakonomics of 140-character relationships, the numbers from Wall Street, and all the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.